Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hello, I'm Carrie Samuels, your intuitive counselor and happiness coach with your February forecast. And yes, it's February already. This year is flying by. And that's not to say it is not action-packed. This is a year where we are going to have so much adventure, and I'm sure you can feel it already. There's a little bit of intensity to this year. As I mentioned before, 2018 is an 11 universal year, which is a master number. So you're mastering your energy. So there's more opportunities and also more challenges. And then this month, we're going to have a little bit of both of those as well. February is eclipse season. We're in eclipse season now already. This is a very lunar kind of year, okay? So we started this year with that full moon, super moon, the very first day of the year, and January was a blue moon month, which means there were two full moons in one month. That last one was an eclipse. A full moon lunar eclipse. So eclipses happen 2 weeks apart. So this first 2 weeks of February, we're in that whole eclipse zone. February 15th is a new moon eclipse. Weirdly enough, we're having no full moon in February. One blue moon, which means we have two full moons in January, two full moons in March, no full moons in February. But that's not without its lunar energy. We have plenty of it. And it's, in fact, 2018, because this is the 18th year of our century, 18 in the tarot is the card of the moon. And also, this is an 11 universal year, and 11 is associated with the moon. I'm telling you, it's all year long. You're going to see these themes of the moon popping up all year long. So what does that mean for you? More emotions, more psychic energy, more attunement, and also more unpredictable energy. You know, when we have that full moon, like, what? People can be like crazy pants, and there's like unpredictableness and higher octave emotions, but it's also a time of a culmination and celebration and cultivation and fertility and bounty. So there's all that goes with it. So in February, this is a 13 universal month. February 2018 is a 13 universal month. And 13 is actually associated with the moon as well, because even though we have 12 solar calendar months, there's 13 lunar cycles in a year. So 13 is this number of the moon and the divine feminine in a way. But it also reduces to 4, which is in the tarot, the emperor, which is logic and squaring your corners. So we have both those energies going on simultaneously, and all year it's kind of this part of what the 11 brings is that balance of masculine and feminine. It's extreme divine feminine and extreme divine masculine, and it's about finding that balance. It's a theme going on all year. So because this is the eclipse season, and because the eclipse is going to be very active within you and around you, unpredictable energy. This is a time of changing directions. This is a time of new directions. The eclipses always bring truth to light, always bring things to light that have previously been eclipsed. That's what the lunar energy does as well. Especially full moons, they bring things to light that you haven't seen before. So all year you're going to be experiencing that. It's going to be one of those years where you keep trying to do something and have your goals and have your intentions, and like, your life keeps getting in the way. Because this is a time where you're meant to really tune into your soul and redirect course and fine-tune what it is that your soul really wants, because your mind and your ego can have other plans for you, but your soul is running the show. And you're going to be having those reawakenings and those rediscoveries. Now, February is a time where you can really be active and move forward on a lot of things, because January and February, the only 2 months this whole year with no retrograde planets. So it's definitely time of action, but that action is really governed by what's going on inside of you as you're making those new revelations. So around the time of the solar eclipse on February 15th, it's not that great to plan things that you really want to have like go very smoothly, because expect the unexpected. You could definitely do things this month, and I definitely recommend you do, because like I said, this is the only time, the only month left without any retrogrades, right? But what you do needs to be very much in attune with your soul's plan, and the things around you and within you are going to show you when you're on track and when you need to redirect course. Definitely a time of new directions, definitely a time of new insights and revelations, wonderful discoveries. So pay attention. Pay attention to what's changing around you, what it's trying to tell you, and what's going on inside of you even more, because you're going to be waking up to the truth of who you are more than ever before. We also have something really wonderful to celebrate the day after that February 15th solar eclipse. February 16th, yay, Chinese New Year. We celebrate the year of the dog. We go into the year of the earth dog for another year. Goodbye, year of the fire rooster and your flaring tempers and your posturing. Now we go into the earth dog. Dogs, don't we love them? So we're going into that. It just feels so much more grounding, doesn't it? The element is earth, and there's a lot of earth element this whole year. We're going into the earth dog, and dogs are also very psychically attuned. They can smell and hear and see things that we really can't see with our senses. So this is really about reading body language and paying attention to what's going on beneath the surface. Now, dogs are really, you know, if you want to train a dog or have a dog in any kind of way, you need to be an authority so that they feel safe and they know what cues to listen to. Again, this is a year where you're going to be claiming your authority, you're standing in your power. This is a lot about what the 11 is teaching us this year, is really being yourself, being true to yourself, being grounded in that and shining that light. Now, dogs run in packs, right? This is a very social year. 11 reduces to 2, which is about the self and others. It's about sharing and cooperating and being harmonious. Dogs are like that too. They work in packs. They work together. They play. So there's so much of that energy right now, and I'm so happy to welcome the year of the dog. So yay to everybody that we get to experience this for a whole year. Now, what I usually do is give you 3 action steps to do for the month, to help you through the month. But because this is a 13 universal month of letting go, I'm going to offer suggestions for 3 things to let go of this month. So the first thing is let go of caring what other people think about you. This can be your number one block to listening to your intuition. Yes, of course, it's nice to be liked, and it's, you know, we like to be harmonious with people. However, if you're so concerned with how who you are or what you do is affecting other people, or if they're going to think you're weird because you're too direct or too unique or too creative or too forward or too bossy or too submissive or too feminine or too whatever, whatever it is you're afraid other people are going to think of you because you are you, that's not helping you at all. In fact, you're just going to attract more people who misunderstand you. The way to attract people who love and understand and appreciate you for who you are is to be who you are. This is going to be a lesson all year long. This is one of the things the 11 is teaching us, to be authentic in shadow and in light. So you're going to see people being more vulnerable. You're going to see people say things that they were previously ashamed of. And we love them more for it, because this helps us all be more ourselves. You're seeing this all over the place. Be yourself. Be the most authentic version of yourself that you can possibly be. And that is your key to success. So as you are moving through your life and you're coming to a choice, and whether it's a choice about how to behave or how to share your light or about something you want to share about being creative, and you're thinking, oh no, they're going to think I'm X, Y, and Z, that's when you know you need to move through it. That's when you know, okay, you know what? I'm afraid of what they think, but I'm going to do this anyway because I need to be myself. So the second thing to let go of is other people's expectations of you. Now, this goes along with the first thing, but it's a deeper version of this. You could think, oh, I need to keep this job because my family is expecting me to, you know, earn X amount of dollars, or everybody thinks I'm this kind of person, or I was always known as this kind of identity and this is what I've always been seen as and I can't let people down if I do what I really want and change course, or if I do what's really in my heart, other people are counting on me and I can't do that to them. Just let that go. Let it go. Because the more true you are to yourself, the better you are to yourself and you do what's in your heart, it always benefits every single person around you and all beings. So let go of other people's expectations and listen to what is in your heart and what you want and what is a desire that's longing to be expressed, and that is what you should be listening to and guiding you toward action. Now the third thing to let go of is people and circumstances that no longer light your fire. In this 11 universal year, it's even more pronounced and more important than ever that you are very focused and very deliberate about how you invest your time, money, energy, and resources. You need to be traveling lightly. So you must ask yourself, you know, there might be things that you've been doing for years, like social events or obligations or the way you've done things in business for years that seem good at the time, or relationships that once felt very nourishing for you, people that were your favorite people maybe that no longer light your fire. It's okay to let people and circumstances go and start investing in those people and circumstances that really fuel your fire. Again, it's best for all parties when you are true to yourself, when you listen to what's inside of you. So every action you do, every investment you make with your time, energy, resources, you want to make sure this is moving me forward. This is something that I feel in my heart is motivating me. And if I need to let go of these other things now, that's okay, because I know something bigger, better, brighter is waiting for me in my future. So keep following your heart to what fuels you, energizes you, and excites you, and letting go of what doesn't. So I know that you can have the most incredibly nourishing, exciting, exhilarating month, and I hope that I've inspired you to be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Now, if you've enjoyed this video, please share it with the people in your life. I'm sure they will appreciate you for it. And I am wishing you the most fabulous, fantastic, fun-filled February and beyond. Lots of love. Bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.